Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
This week, our heartbeat is all about excelling.
Yep, being the best you can be.
Yeah, that God wants us to excel. And you told us that in Genesis it says, be fruitful and multiply. But fruitful is talking about, one of the things it talks about,
yes,
is with our gifts. We've been given our personalities. God wants us to multiply, be fruitful in those things.
Yeah, it's not all have more children,
yeah,
as people sometimes use that example for.
Yeah. So you shared also, I like this scripture, from the second book of Corinthians, chapter 8, verse 7. It says, now, as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in utmost eagerness, and in our love for you, so we want you to excel also in this generous undertaking. And they want, this passage here is talking to the Corinthians about, we're wanting you to also excel in being generous, in being giving.
Yes.
But it made me think about the different things that this particular verse says. And if I ask myself the question, am I excelling in faith? Am I excelling in speech? Am I excelling in knowledge?
What do I mean by speech? Excelling in speech. It's not like I'm becoming more articulate, maybe, but maybe it could be.
Or is it the use of your language?
Yes.
Are you using it in a way that is honouring of people?
Positive and uplifting and upbuilding of people. Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Mm. And then one that I like is, am I excelling in eagerness?
Yeah.
In utmost eagerness.
Well, do you walk into a room and it's like, okay, guys, you know, whatever meeting, oh, let's get on to it. Or what's happening today?
Like,
or good morning.
That you bring.
Yes.
Am I excelling in love, the way that I love people? And then the final one, am I excelling in generosity? Like straight away, there's a lot there
just
each person to think about.
Exactly. So many things in our character that we need to work on and we can use to make it like a positivity in the world. It's not like just being positive, but to show people, I guess, what it is to be a true Christian, to follow Christ. We want to be eager and excellent and honouring and like the best we can be.
Yeah. And there was a phrase, like you said, God wants us to excel and develop of what we do, so what we do, but also who we are. And there's a phrase you used that I really liked, that you said, outward excellence and inward character.
Yeah, it's got to be
like
both.
That. Yeah.
Because if you just do it all outwardly, it's not going to last because you've got no inward strength. Mm. And people are going to see through that. You know, young people especially see fakeness. Mm. They see if people believe what they say, they do, etc. Mm. But but remember, man looks at the outside, God looks at the heart. Mm. So it's our inner character that we really, really, really need to work on.
Mm. Mm. And so some of the ways that we can do that, that God wants us to respond, you suggested were with mercy and compassion, to hear his word and to respond to it with excellence, which is to really to live it out, to provide with the best we can but not comparing ourselves to others. So to do the best we can. So in the gifts that we've been given, to use them the best we can, but we don't need to compare to everyone else because they've all been given different gifts.
Yeah, Mother Teresa actually has a saying, do small things excellently. Like you don't have to do the la-di-da, you don't have to do the really big gigantic things, just even the small little things of being kind to your neighbour, of cooking dinner for your family. Do it as excellently as you can, because it's also being generous and honouring and giving of yourself and your love to others, expressing it in however you do it.
Yeah. One of the next scriptures that you shared was in Micah, which is chapter 6, verse 8, and it talks about the kind of life that God wants us to live. And it says, he has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. So there's the three things there: to be a person of justice, to love with kindness, and to walk humbly. And I just think, like, when we take those on, that helps us to excel with those other
things. Well, there's three there. There's three there, which also coincide with the five or six in the last scripture that Paul encouraged us to live by. Hey, that'll last a lifetime. Yeah. Just keep going through them as you go, oh, I didn't do that well. Oh, no, I can work better on this.
Yeah. You then continued in your heartbeat to talk about how can we excel. So, like, if we're already living at a certain level, let's say in our faith and our speech and our knowledge and our eagerness, how can we go to the next level?
Mm.
And you used an acronym of being fat. And straight away.
And ladies, yeah. We don't often want to hear this, but this is an important fat. You know the one that they say, the good fat that you can keep, and the bad fat?
Avocados.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is the good fat. Yeah.
So if we break it down, what that actually means, and if we're going to excel in our life, then we need to be a person who is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
So a person who has integrity, says, I'm going to do what they're going to do and does it. Like,
we're just going to be there.
Yes.
You say you're going to be there, you're going to be there. Mm. You say you're going to pray to God and learn about him, then read about him and learn about him and have some relationship with him. Mm. Otherwise, well, what, you're doing it all in your own steam, and I don't know about you, but my steam runs out pretty quickly.
Yeah. So we need to be people who are faithful. The next thing is we need to be people who are available. So that's, like you said, that's the first step to being useful, is being available, which is so true because you can't be used if you're not available.
No, I remember we were in a parent and friend meeting at the school, and we had people come along saying we want to volunteer and help raise money for whatever they were doing. And they had a great idea. I can't even remember what the idea was, but I distinctly remember in the meeting, the 20-odd people that were there, after they whittled down when they were actually going to do this event and how they were going to raise the money, there were only two people available.
Mm.
So, yes, the idea was great, but having two out of 20, well, that was a bit useless, wasn't it? Because, yes, two people can do something, but 20 people could do way more. They weren't available to even do the idea.
Mm.
If you're not available, then well, you're already behind the start line.
Mm. Mm. So we need to make ourselves available. And then the last one, F-A-T, the T is teachable. And this is where it goes in line with the scripture from Micah 2. Being teachable is to be humble.
Yes.
To say, you know, I've got more to learn here.
Yes. And I don't know everything.
Yeah, and it's not just being teachable by humans, but it's also teachable by God as well, that we would be able to learn from both God and man, because there are other people in our lives who have gifts in things that we don't have, but we can learn from them.
Yes.
And God would want that of us. And then at the same time, we obviously also need to be teachable to God's kingdom.
Way of living and, yes.
So that's being faithful, available and teachable. And they're great ways that we can then excel to be people who are excelling in our faith, our speech, our love, eagerness. I still love that one. That was my favourite.
So maybe eager. You have to work on that M.
Maybe.
The one that stands out.
Yeah, that's it. So for the weekly challenge, there's a lot. Well, so
yeah.
Yes, how do we just pick one? So the first thing I think is to ask ourselves, there's probably two questions. The first is to ask yourself that question really from Corinthians is, are you excelling in love, in faith, in speech, in generosity? Maybe you can pick one if you feel like you need to excel more. And then the second one is, so are you being faithful, available and teachable? So that way you can excel. So that was our heartbeat or our chat for this week from our heartbeat. And we hope that that's really blessed you. Once again, I just love that phrase, you know, outward excellence and inward character. We need that awesome inward
character. Well, I'm going to try and work on being more fat.
Okay.
All right.
Excellent. All right, well, we hope that you've enjoyed that little chat, and we look forward to hearing from you all and chatting with you all again next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.